من السيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Indeed, our praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise him, نحمده ونستعينه. We seek his aid and his assistance, تبارك وتعالى. And we seek his forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala من شرور أنفسنا. From any evil, any corruption, any mischief, and inconsistency within ourselves and within our actions. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there's no one that can lead that person. Well, there's no one that can lead that person astray. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads astray, there's no one or nothing that can guide that person. We bear witness that there's no God that has the right to be worshipped, meaning that there's no God that is worshipped in truth except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's alone in that right and does not share that with anyone or anything in his creation. We bear witness to Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama taslima kathira, is indeed the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa Abdullah. Therefore, he is not entitled to any worship. He's not entitled to any extremism. For a person to glorify the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in such a way that they start to deify him and worship him, that person has run astray and they have erred. For indeed, he is the slave of Allah. At the same time, he's the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mean, يَسْتَحِقُّ أَن يُتَّبَعُ, that he has the right that everybody follows him. He has the right that the people submit to his way, to his sunnah, and that they choose his sunnah and his way over their own desires. What we mean by that is that your intellect, your mind, what you want to do, has to be put aside for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, بَعَثَهُ اللَّهُ بِالْحَقِّ لِيُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him with the truth to guide people and pull people out of darkness into light. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنُّهُ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ, and he does not speak from his own desires. When he was alive on this planet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not speak from his own desires. Rather, it was revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he was inspired with. Rather, it was revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he was inspired with. Therefore, when he speaks, it's upon us to obey him. Every ayah and every hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is incumbent, it's an obligation upon the slaves of Allah to submit and cooperate. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ. It is not permissible for a believing man or a believing woman, once Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have decided an affair, meaning once Allah has revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam how this thing or that thing is supposed to be applied, or the legislation or ruling for this thing or that thing, it's not permissible for a human being now to come with their own intellect and say, well, I think this, or because we live in this time, or we live in this country, or we live with these people, or that's not permissible. You can't come up with your own Islam. You can't modify Islam to suit you, or your nationality, or your ethnic origin, or wherever you're from. Everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with, we have to do it to the best of our ability, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ, fear Allah to the best of your ability. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا كَانَ قَوْلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ أَنْ يَقُولُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the only thing that the real believer says, anytime they're called by Allah,
Anytime Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam call them to something. Anytime you hear ayah, anytime you hear authentic narration, the only statements that the true believers make, they say, Sami'na wa ta'na. We heard what Allah said and we obey it. Not all of this kalam that we have now. Well, what about this? Well, I'm not ready for that. And that was for that time. This is kalam is not known among the sahaba of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they took what Allah ta'ala said seriously, and they understood that the revelation of Allah was more beloved to them, and they were in more need of that revelation from Allah than they were their food and their drink. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He talks about them in the Quran, He said, radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhum, that Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lumped them in with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when it comes to our salvation. As Allah said, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدِ اهْتَدَوْا وَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ. If they believe like you Muhammad, آمَنْتُمْ, you Muhammad, and Abu Bakr, and Umar, and Uthman, and Ali, radiyallahu anhum, and all those companions who believe, if they believe like all of you, فَقَدِ اهْتَدَوْا, then they're guided around.